Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zara, daf Chaf Zayin. Chaf Zayin, we're in Chaf Avmabez. Today's shiur is sponsored, L'Zecher Nishma, Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo, Celia Gewurz Levine, Aleha HaShalom, whose 16th yard site is today, sponsored by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Okay, let's get into Avodah Zara, Chaf Zayin. Today's daf, a lot about Bris Milah and related issues. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, now we're on Chaf Vav Amabez, a little bit past the middle of the daf. Yisrael mal es ha'ovid kochavim l'shum ger. Says the Gemara, the Tosefta, a Jew could be mal and ovid kochavim. Again, the context here, let's say, is an idolater. At least l'shum ger, he could be mal l'shem ger, meaning for gerus. Mil l'shem gerus, that's fine. That's included in a mitzvah smila, la afuki l'shum marana delo. But when it's not allowed to do it, l'shum marana. What is l'shum marana? Says Rashi, tola'as, sheyesh lo barlaso, for refua. For refua, so one is not allowed. There's some type of infection that is on the arla. So a Jew is not allowed to do that. Why? Because we're talking about an idolater that even from earlier, to us, the raposa b'chinam, to amran lomalav lomoridim, or the case of lomalav moridim, that we're not going to lift them up from the bar. So we're not going to lift them up from the bars, and we're not going to heal them either. But again, obviously this is a limited to those types of individuals. Tosfos says, though, that if there's a different reason why, right, it's not refua, but let's say Tosfos says on the, well, first, even before that, we get to Rashi says, and Tosfos say that this is only bechinam. If it comes to schar, so then one would be able to be mal. That's what Tosfos says on the bottom. Tosfos, pirsha kapirsha kudras to oslar bas bechinam ava beschar shari mishum eva. But for pay, it would be mutter mishum eva, and that's the Gemara Meseches Gittin, where we have Rav Simi Bar Ashi of delelahu ovik ochavim l'davar achav itzi, and he healed the Rav Simi Bar Ashi healed the ovik ochavim alma shari l'rapos ovik ochavim elavadi beschar havi. Number one answer, that maybe for money it's okay mishum eva. Number two, Tosfos says, which is very halachah l'maisa, v'yod yishlomar da'asam nami b'chinam avi. Maybe it was b'chinam, u'lehischakeim b'refuos, yochol lios mutar. If it's, again, for my benefit, I want to be mitchakeim, I want to become wise through this milah, I want to get experience with doing milah, then also it would be okay. The Rambam discusses this also in Hilchas Milah, in Paragimah halachah zayin, which the Shulchan Aruch also discusses in Hilchas Milah. Says the Rambam, all the way at the end of Hilchas Milah, there are only three, Milah is only three prakim. So in the last parak, he talks about who could be, what one does by Milah, the brachos and bezdin. And at the end, Tosfos, the Rambam discusses, goy, shesorach lachtoch arlaso mepnei maka, oshchin, shenolad ba, Aser l'Yisrael lachtoch lo osa, shahagoyim lo ma'al and osan mide misa, v'lo morid and osan eleha. Right, that's the guy that we're talking about here. The idolaters, the ones that are hardened criminals. All of these, the Rambam says, so those, that's the ma'al v'lo moridim. So therefore there's no refuah either. V'yavo bishanas is mitzvah b'refuah zu, shaharei lo niskavein le mitzvah. And says the Rambam, there's no kavanah l'mitzvah. We'll have to talk about that by the Shem in a couple of minutes. Lefichach im niskavein agoy l'mila, mutter l'Yisrael amulosa. It's mutter if you have good kavanas. That's the Rambam. But again, this is a, again, l'shem morana. The Ramah Paskins, question is halacha l'maaseh, the Ramah Paskins in Hilchos Mila, in Reish Samach Gimel. The Ramah says, Tinok, let's read the whole halacha. It doesn't really have to do with us the first part, but it's an important halacha to be aware of. Tinok, Shemes, Koder, unusual recipients of Bris Milah. So what about if one of Litzlan, a stillborn that was fully formed, or a baby that died, Tinok, Shemes, Koder, Shiagi, Elios, Ben Ches, before they ate, we paskin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Malanoso, Al Kivro, before he's buried, then we did Bris Milah, Bitsuro Bakana, Vein Mavarchen, Al Milas, but you don't make a bracha, Avo Mesimin Lo Shem, but we give a name to the child. The name warrants Rachmanis from Hashem, and that name will help the person become alive in Tchias HaMesim. Amazing. V'inosin Kein, the Ramah says, but it's not doche, it's not a mitzvah at all. It's a zecher, it's to help out the neshama. But we don't do that even on Yantav Sheni. And then the Ramah adds what's important to us. V'asr lamul ovid kochavim shalolo shem geiris afilu b'chol. Period. It's asr to give milah to a non-Jew. Asr lamul ovid kochavim. What's the issue? What's the isser? Right, and is this isser having to do something with the of the Avodah Zarah of old, or even if not, just regular Umos HaOlam. So many different pshatim given. The Taz, nearly a Tam. Tkivan Sha'amrinan, da Avram Avinu, Omeru Mavchin, Mishahu Shenimol, Sheinam Anichol LeGehenim. Avram Avinu takes everybody out. He says, if you have a Mila, you don't go to Gehenim. Takes everybody out. So Vizesh, Shemolas, Obekochavim, Mevatel, Simen, Amila, Yisrael. You're blurring the lines of separation between a Mahol and a non-Mahol. So therefore, it says the Taz, that's why it is inappropriate. The others, the Aterazov, the Lavush here says, because if they're not removing their Arlus, so then why should we remove their Arlus? This is a state. Arl reflects something deeper than just the physical, and therefore says the Lavush right here, that in the Atera Zahav, right, the Lavush is the Lavush on Arachayim, and the Atera Zahav on Yaradeya, says the Lavush, Shekiva Shein Kavanoso Lehiskayer, Lama Nasir Kherpasomi Menu, Ula Hachtimo Bechosem Bris Kodesh. Right, it's a different shita than the Taz, but again, that's another one. Others, the Shach argues on the Ramah, the Shach both on the Shach and the Nekudas HaKatzav. He says, I don't know what the Isser is. I think it was only in the days earlier. He says, I don't think there's a problem here to do it. Okay, big discussion. Again, if somebody's a doctor in a hospital, comes up halacha lemaisa. So that is the first line of the Tosefta, that Lashem Morana is a problem because of the refuah, and we're talking about the context of Ovdei Kochavim, that you're not allowed to be malin in that context. V'Ovdei Kochavim lo yamol Yisrael. And the other way, what about an Ovdei Kochavim cannot do bris milah to Yisrael? That's the society that we're talking about, and that's the context. You can't let an Ovdei Kochavim do bris milah. So you might have said, as we're going to say later on, they're mufka from the mitzvah. But Rameir doesn't say that. Rameir says, because they're choshal shvichas damim. Devar Rameir, v'cham omrim, Ovdei Kochavim malas Yisrael, bezman shachirim omden al gabo. Even more extreme. A goy can be mal a Jew, as long as there's someone else there. Bezman shachirim omden al gabo. Avo beino leveino lo, but not in private, because he's the choshal shvichas damim. But in public, if there's another omid al gabov, then that would be okay. For Rebbe Meir, Omer, Afilachim Omdin al Gabar. Meir says no, even if someone else is there. Why? It could happen in a blink of an eye. Nami, lo. Dezimnin demasi le sakina. Umash li kurushavcha. He could injure him forever. Right? He could turn the knife and make him into a kurushavcha, into someone who is unfit to have children. And therefore, says Rebbe Meir, even if someone else is there, that is not good enough. There is an interesting comment to the Tosas Rid, right here, which might even be the Tosfos Rid L'Shitasa. Tosfos Rid here asks, what's the difference between Mila and Shchita, according to these Chachamim? Chachamim say here that a goy can do Bris Mila. We'll have to get to Halacha L'Maisa in the Shulchan Aruch, who can do Bris Mila. We'll get to Himo Yimo, as we will see. The Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about it in Shreish Samach Dalet. But first, the Tosfos Rid says, according to these Chachamim, we say it's Mutter, so why is it different than Shchita? A goy can't do shchita. Shchita sakim is a nevela. We discussed that Rambam in the past. The Reb Chaim uses that Rambam about comparing shchita's goy and to compare nevela and treifa. So says the Tosfos Rid. Kashuli maishna mila mishchita. The shchita's hanachri have a nevela. V'yavagav diyishol omen al gabav. Right? Umila sokshera. So why is mila okay if omen al gabav while shchita is not? V'nirali the tarit says the Tosfos Rid. The tafka b'shchita sheyesh dinim b'shchita. By shchita there are halachas of shchita. Shall call chaticha simanim k'sheira la'achila. Shem nechtgo darso chaldo sheyeh quotes all the psule shchita. Shchita is focused on the maisa. We might formulate this. Aval hamila b'chol titztake shenechtecha arlaso ik'sheira. As long as the arl is cut, afilo di chabura ba'alma. Even through a chabura, through something. However, it's cut, that works. In the footnotes, he points out, and as long as you do pre afterwards, because malvelo parakilu lo mal. Okay, but as the cut can be done, any type of cut, right? As long as it's done, sounds like it's a result. The hilkach afilu b'gayik sheira. He says, compares this amazing comparison to sukkah. V'chein sukkah nami v'chol titztake shehi asuya litzel hiksheira. In any way that the sukkah is made, it's kosher. Hilchach hiksheira afilu b'goy. So you compare sukkah to mila. Just get it done. Avogabi get Eiragai kasher b'shlichuso, but by a get, there's a maisa ksiva, there's a maisa nesina, right? Mishum d'shliach, nisraba mi v'shalach v'shilcha. So get is like shchita, it's a maisa, while the other, the mila says that Tosfos rid is like sukkah, and therefore it's the result, and a goy could even do it according to these chachamim. This might be the Tosfos rid l'shitaso. We've mentioned in other contexts. Rishonim all discuss in Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes. The Gemara has a pasuk that excludes a mother from being obligated and being mal her son. A pasuk, ihi min alon delo machayva, dechziv, asher tziva, oso elokim, oso velo osa. So ask all the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, ask the Tosfos Reed, ask others, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude the mother from bris mila? Isn't it just as man grama? Ikash, I'll read it from the Tosfos Reed there, ma'istrachinam lekra, tepuk le tahavile mila, bis mitzah, shazman grama. It's my grandma. Why chad dechziva b'yom hashmini yimol? Number one, it's only day 8 and not before. V'chada day mitzvas mila el b'yom v'lo b'layla, and it's only b'yom shemol and el b'yom v'atenach miyom hashmini. Right. So it says Tosfos Reed. So it's my grandma. So we need a separate marker for. So various answers given. So the Tosfos Reed's answer is lo kasha. Maybe day 8 is not a problem because it's not a set time. It's not a date of the calendar. That's the so number one. Maybe Zman Grama is only a specific calendaric day. Basha'enkein, if Shabbos, right, would have been, had it not been for the drasha. Basha'enkein, b'yom shmini shal mila. Maybe the Machayev is the mila and not the day, and therefore that's not called a Zman Grama. But then he quotes a second more fundamental answer. Tshuva. Heichi amrina de mitzvah zeh Zman Grama nashem peturos hanimili mitzvah detalya begufa. V'hi ena mitzvah elo Zman yadua v'lo b'chaleis. A mitzvah, they have to do an act. Aval mitzvah de lo talya begufa kagon lamolas bena. Afal bravda milas haben yesh lazman. The act has man, but he de kavu hazman leben limo. Aval ha'av shet sivo abori lehis asek b'milas bena. Ha'esek kahu ein lozman. It's the hisaskus. It's the involvement. Right? It's not just the act of mila. It's everything surrounding the mila. That's what you have to take care of. So again, it's not exactly the same, but it fits in very nicely together that it's more of the result to get it done. And therefore, because the hisaskus is day and night, you might have thought it's not a zman grama. Havamina hitisasek bein b'yom bein b'layla shetomos b'nav zmano. Mashen kein by real zman gramas. So that's the two Tosfos Reed. Tosfos Reed right here, that the focus is on the totsah, so to speak, and the Tosfos Reed there in Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes. So we have a machlokas here in the Tosefta. Again, neither of them are quoted halacha l'maisa. In terms of a goy that is mal a Jew. Continuing, says the Gemara, first wide line. V'savar Rabbi Meir, Ovik Ochavim lo. Rabbi Meir holds that Ovik Ochavim cannot do the mila because chashal shichas damim v'raminu. But we learned, ir she'in ba rofe Yisrael, if there is no rofe Yisrael in a city. V'yish ba rofe kusi, v'rofe Ovik Ochavim, if you have a choice between a kusi and a goy, yimol Ovik Ochavim. Right, the Ovik Ochavim should do it better than a kusi. V'yom kusi Rabbi Meir, why? Because a kusi does it l'shem. The Yonah, the Shem of Odizara, at least a guy doesn't do it. So if a guy doesn't do it, he'll have kavanas for, like us, for at least the Mila. But a Kusi is worse, and therefore a mayor says better for an Ovik Ochavim to do it. That's already the Stira. Mayor says Ovik Ochavim can't do it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yamo Kusi, Val Yamo Ovik Ochavim. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. No, a Kusi is better than an Oved Kochavim, because an Ovik Ochavim is Chashal Shichas Damim. So Kasha, Stira, Rabbi Mayor. Mayor says in the first Brisa, the Tosefta, that a guy can't do it, and the second Brisa he can. So Gemara answers, Eifach, so switch it. Rebbe Meir Omer, Yimol Kusi Velo Vekochavim. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Vekochavim Velo Kusi. Okay, we switched it. So now we have a problem with Rebbe Yehuda, though. So we just said Rebbe Yehuda says an Ovekochavim can do it. V'sav Rebbe Yehuda Ovekochavim Shaper Dami. V'atanya, but didn't the Brisa say, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Minayin Lami Lob Ovekochavim Sheep Sula. How do I know that a guy is not allowed to do a Bris Mila? Shenamar V'ata. Es brisi tishmar. You, Jews, es brisi tishmar. You got to be part of the bris in order to be able to do bris milah. So you render Rabbi Yehuda. So we say, okay, go back. Ela la'olam lo tefach. Really, don't switch it. Don't switch it. And really, we're talking about a rofe mumcha. Rofe mumcha, really, Rofe kochavim is not allowed because he's chashal shvichas damim. But by a rofe mumcha, he can. Chiasar of dimi, Amar Yochanan, haya mumcha l'rabim mutter. As long as he's a rofe mumcha. Rashi on top. Lomara nafshei l'shavuye Krushavcha. He doesn't want to lose and ruin his reputation. Doesn't want to ruin other people coming to him for other things. And therefore, that's mutter. Tosfos on top. Va'afilu eino mumche lemila. Even if he's a general practitioner, right? He's a mumche in other areas, not dafka mila, but still, that would be enough that he wouldn't want to ruin his reputation, right? Rofe mumche, the fact that usually that only mumchen are involved in bris mila, right? Sometimes, like mumche, it's similar. This now we're talking about a doctor who's a mumche in other areas or in specific areas. But we know that generally people are not involved in mila unless they are mumchen. Tosfos actually uses that to answer the question by Mila B'Shabbos, right? Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara there, one of the three places in Shas where it talks about Gzeira D'Rabba, Shema Yavirenu, talks about it by Shofar, and by Lulav, and by Megillah. V'Yavirenu, Dalet Amud, Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we can't do those three mitzvahs on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, what about Mila? Why don't we say Bris Mila can't be done on Shabbos? Even if it's Yom HaShmini. Why? Because Gzeira, Shema, you might carry the knife. Right? Carrying the baby would be Nisad Rabbanan. Chai Nosi Asma. Or other answers. But either way, says Tosfos, Aval Mila B'Shabbos Ein Litchos. Why? Da Hachamira. It's very chum or Shekein Nichrasu Alea Yud Gimel Brisos. It says the word Bris 13 times in the Torah regarding Bris Mila. So that is why it's very chum. Number one, Vigam. And also, what's the whole shash of all of these Gzeira D'Rabba? You won't know what to do, and therefore you'll have to go and ask somebody. But here, Vigam, Ein Adam Mal Elem Kein Have a Bucky. The Sakana Yesh B'davar. People are only doing mila if they're Baki and if they know. And therefore, there's no shash of Shema Yavirenu because you're going to know. You're going to know about it, right? Not going to have to go and ask. This is on this question, that's the Taz's comment. The Taz in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Taz says, you know, why, to answer this question also, why didn't they say mila, why don't you go to mila B'Shabbos? He says the same answer to the question of, why didn't the Rabbanan say, once they said you can't be play music on Shabbos and Yantif, why didn't they say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Shem Yisak and Kleshir, why didn't they knock that out? Answer, because, meaning even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Tuesday, not just if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos. Says the Taz, because the Rabbanan do not have the authority to aser something that is mefurish leheter batorah. So the Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So if they say, if it falls out on Shabbos, you don't, that's okay. They didn't knock out what it says in the Torah. You'll blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But if they would knock out it totally, so then they would not be able to do that because it's mefurish leheter batorah. So the Taz says the same thing by Mila on day 8. There's an extra pasuk in Parshas Tazria. Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Afilo Biyom Hashabbos. It's as if it's mefurish in the Torah that you can be mal on day 8, even on Shabbos. So if you knock it out on Shabbos, so then it's going against what it says in the mefurish Leheter Batorah, right? But that's related to Tosfos Kasha and Megillah and Daf Dalet, where it talks about a mumche by Brismila as well. The Avnei Nezer and a Tshuva in Yeredeya and Simin Shin Yud Ches discusses the whole disc. We could have a goy do it, have a kusi do it, but don't we have a concept of it's the father's mitzvah and he has to point to shliach and they can't be his shliach? So he discusses there if the father's not around. And the father could do it shelo bismano, and someone else could do it bismano, not a shliach. So who wins? So Nezer develops the idea that only the father's chiyuv per se on day 8. After that, so then you have to have nichusa, but you know it's you can have somebody else do it bismano rather than the father shelo bismano. The ein chiyuv av rak biyom shmini. Says the Avnei Nezer. It's just making up for day 8, but really day 8 is the chiyuv. Nimsa shemitzvah sa'av acharka chovas shmini ha'avar. Chovas shmini da'achshav adif. To b'chol makom chovas shaitei adif. And it's better to do it that day. And therefore, you should do it that day. And then he says, even though the father doesn't command, rak shenichale la'av. Nichale la'av, and then that's how maybe you could answer some of these problems. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the second line, v'savar Rabbi Yehuda, kusi shaper dami. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a kusi, according to what we just said, lo tefach? So therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, let a kusi do it, instead of an ove kochavim. Now an ove kochavim, you're chashud al shrichas damim. But let a kusi do it. So v'savar Rabbi Yehuda, kusi shaper dami, is that really true? A kusi can do it v'atanya, but we learned in the Tosefta. Yisrael, mol es a kusi, v'kusi lo yamol. Yisrael, Mipnei, why can't a kusi do it? Mipnei Shemol, Hashem Hargrizim, Devar Rabbi Yehuda, right, Hargrizim, where they found the idol, that they weren't real Jews. Again, the original machlokes earlier, whether kusim giri arais or giri emes, that's earlier in history. But everybody agrees that later on, once the chachamim found that they were worshipping a yona on Har Gerizim, so that's why, for sure, they are not considered within the fold. So Rabbi Yehuda says they are going to do it l'shem Har Gerizim. So that's why it's worth. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi answers first, we're quoting the whole brisa. V'chayechan matzino mila minat Torah l'shma. Great line. Rabbi Yossi says, who needs mila l'shma? What do you mean? So whatever the kusi does, isn't it just the act? Who needs mila l'shma? Ela mal v'holech hachatesi nishmaso. Ready to be mal until the end of his life. Right, some achronim say the Taurus Chaim here says maybe this is like a curse. Right, he's saying it's mutter, but you know he should drop dead. But either way, you see from this brisa, the Rabbi Yehuda says that a kusi should not do it. Right, so why do we say we said earlier that he holds a kusi should do it? So the Gemara answers ela laolam efech. Go back, switch it. The first answer that we said, you switch it, and that's how we answer the stira in Rebbe Meir. Utaka kasha, Rebbe Yehuda, but then once you switch it, you have the stira then in Rebbe Yehuda. Hahi, to Rebbe Yehuda hanasihi. It's two Rebbe Yehudas. Tatani Rebbe Yehuda nasi omer. Minayin lamila bovik alchavim shipsula. How do we know that a guy can't do a mila? Dhamalomar viata. Es brisi tishmar. Right, you shall do my bris, and therefore it is not a non-Jew. Period. Stop there for a minute. We're going to get to it in the continuation, but even just to mention it now, the Shulchan Aruch says, who could do bris mila? Reish samach dalet. Hakol ksherim lamul. Anyone could do it. Afilu eved. Ve'isha. Ve'katan. Isha. We're going to get to that by the Shem in a few minutes too. Ve'arel Yisrael shemesu echamach masbila. An Arel Yisrael that by no fault of his own cannot have bris mila. Ve'im yesh Yisrael gadol sheyodea lamul hukodem lekulan. But lechadchila, it's a Yisrael Gadol. The Yesh Omrim, the Ramah says, the Isha lo tamu v'cheinogim lahadir achareish. Right, the Machlokas Haposkim, the Ramah quotes the Smach, the Gos Mordechai, the Minag is not to have a woman. The Shach talks about this. Good. Aval ovi kochavim, afilu humalo yamoklal. But a non-Jew, even if he is mohol, he cannot do bris mila v'imal, ein tzorach lachzor v'lamo pamshenis. Interesting. Lechadchila, bidi eved, you do not have to do anything more once he did it. Why? Taz. Delo matzinu batora mila lishma. Because we don't find anywhere mila lishma, right? Mila, so the Kudas Hakesef here had a different girsa. Delo matzinu batora mila lishi, he said, no, it should be mila lishma. But that's what we have, so it's okay. But that's what the Shulchan the Rama says. You don't need it, but the Eved. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rama, the Yeshomrim, the Chayavim Lachzor Lahatif Mimenu, Dambris, the Chain Iker. If a guy does it, you still have to do Atavas Dambris. Questions, do you say a bracha on that? But that is the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama and the Shach and the Taz. Good, let's continue. Amar Rav Chisda. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say, as we just said, the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yossi, that he says, Akusi is possible, Dechsev, Lashem, Himo. Rabbi Yossi says, where do you ever find Mila Lashma? But Rabbi Yehuda obviously held that. He said he can't have a kusi. So he gets it from the word Lashem Himol, which is really the last word of a previous phrase and the first word of the next phrase. Right? Rashi quotes the whole pasuk. V'yasa Pesach Lashem Himol. Right? There's a comma after the Lashem. But he darshins from the juxtaposition of those two psukim, Lashma. V'Rabbi Yossi, Himol Yimol. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Himol Yimol includes even not lishma. The idach haksiv lashem himol. What does Rabbi Yossi do with that? Lashem himol. He says you're reading it wrong. Don't darshan the words based on each other. No, you put a comma. Lashem is with the pesach and himol is with the mila. The idach nami haksiv himol yimol. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the double lashon? Dibra Torah kalashon b'nei adam. He doesn't darshan the double lashon. It's just himol yimol. That's how the Torah talk sometimes to emphasize. Tosfos here, and the other Rishonim, but it's a great Tosfos. Tosfos discusses all the different elements of Lishma, and all the many different mitzvahs of Lishma. Ask Tosfos, Hacha Mashma, to Rabbi Yehuda, Afagav Deboi Mila Lishma, Maskina de Machshel Ovi Kochavim. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? You can't have a kusi do it, but you could have an Ovi Kochavim do it, right? If you, according to the previous Brisa, so Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argued, one is good, one is bad. So if he says kusi is bad, then Ovi Kochavim is good. So 1 second, ask Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda requires Mila Lishma, so to speak, because a kusi is excluded, and he's going to do it L'shem Har Gerizim. So why is an Ovi Kochavim good? When Ovi Kochavim could create Lishma? V'tema, ask Tosfos. Maishna miget. to be ina lishmo paslinon ksivas ovik kochavim beget perakamevi. Right, a guy can't write a get mishum dovik kochavim adaita denafshi kaavid. So why is it by get a guy cannot create lishma while by mila a guy can be lishma? The yeshlomar delo dummy says Tosfos, don't compare the context. Delo olam ovik kochavim stama kaavid. Dovik kochavim is like neutral. It's stama. Dovik kochavim is stama. So therefore, you have to look at each of the contexts and know if stama is enough to be called lishma. So gabi mila, the stama lishma koi. When you do an act of cutting off the foreskin, the stama is that you're doing it at l'shem mitzvah. Koi calls manche and osa l'shem hagrizim. As long as you're not doing it l'shem, something negative like hagrizim. So therefore, mk, dovik kochavim stama kavid kshera. It's good enough by Mila, because stama lishma by Mila, and that's the Shulchan Aruch's b'di'eved. Shulchan Aruch says if a guy did it, then it's okay. Aval get isha, but by a get, stama lav lishma. The stam isha lav l'gershin omedes. A woman is not omed lehiskaresh, and therefore you have to have an active participation of the writer in order to create the lishma. And that's like a guy can't do that. Hilkach get bovik kochavim pasul. So each context, you have to figure out what the stama is. Hilkach tzarach sheyefarish hakosef haget b'tchilas haksiva. And that's why the sofer at the beginning of ksiva the get has to say ani kosei l'shem plonis. I write it. V'hu adin now adds Tosfos a third context b'sefer Torah. Tzarach sheyomar b'feirish b'tchilas haksiva ani kotei l'shem Torah Yisrael v'yaskaras l'shem kedusha. The stama lav lishma kai, right? Stama is lav lishma, and therefore you have to look in each context of the halacha that you're looking at. Is lishma enough here? Is lishma enough there? The Gemara talks about this also in the beginning of Zvachim, right? All the way at the beginning of Zvachim, the Gemara talks about on Bezim Abase, stama lishma, and Tosfos there also says, right? Based on the Gemara, stam isha lav legerishin omedes, says the Gemara, right? Stam isha is not omed legerishin, and karbanos Zvachim stam lishman omdin, right? They are stama lishma. Right, and that's what the Karen over there in Zvachim, that base, talks about mitzvah Srichas Kavan or Ein Srichas Kavan. If you say Zvachim or Stama Lishman Omdin, so why don't you say mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana? Right, it's always automatically Lishma. Okay, either way, but this is an important topic relating to Lishma. And it comes up in many different areas of Halacha. Right in Aruch Chaim. Aruch Chaim, we have it by tzitzis, we have it by tefillin. Right, I'll just read it by the one by tefillin. By tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Lamed Beis, B'tchila Saksiva, like Tosfos says here by Sefer Torah, Yomar Befiv, Ani Kosev L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Milvad zeh b'chopam shekosev azkara tzorach lomar shekosev L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. Right, you have to say, right before you read every Shem Hashem, by a sofer, Rama v'yish omrim tisagi kishem achashev shekosev askaras l'shman. Thinking about it, machshava kedibur hoav ahotzi b'tchilas haksiva b'fiv sagi b'hachi. Once you said it at the beginning of the ksiva, so all your thoughts could connect back to that. V'yish lahakel b'di eved, and one can be meko b'di eved in this context. Again, if you wrote anything right without this l'shem, that's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says v'tchilas. Rotze lomar tchilas kol haparshios. Yomar ani kosei parshios elu l'shem. Umhani ze midina afilum hipsik min haparshios. Right, even if you're a masik, it works. Ach b'kol makom, tov yoser sheyomar tchilas kol parsha. Each of the four parshios is better to say, I'm writing this l'shem, kedushas tefillin. What happens if you're fixing something? You're going and you're fixing? Mishnah Berurah, Nira, Dehu adin betikana osios, hanifrados, the tzarach lishman, hol de balaf achia tefillin heim psulim. Then I'm suras osios karais. If you're ever fixing something so that the tefillin are pasul and you're making it kosher, so then you would need this too, because I think that the, every time you make a kosher, so that would require lishma. So that's the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tefillin. Another place, right? Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Matzah. Right? We need matzah l'shem matzah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tav Samach, Ein Lashin Matzas Mitzvah. V'lo Ofen Osai De Eino Yehudi. V'lo Ayde Cher Shod V'Katan. Right? You can't use Eino Yehudi Cher Shod V'Katan for the Lishas Matzah. Harush, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Harush ha'im ishtadel b'matzah mitzvah v'omid al ha'siyasa u'mizareis ha'oskin bohem u'misayeya ba'ari chasan chen roi l'chal adam lasos lihitapel hu ba'atzmo b'mitzvah. Right, the Rush did it himself. Right, this is mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. He did it himself. And what about Omid al-Gabav? In all these contexts also, like we said, we're going to say soon, whether Omid al-Gabav is going to work. But again, this is also a context where one needs lishma. What part? What about making the holes in the matzahs? Right? Does that need lishma too? Right? What is the, all different context of lishma? The Gemara in Sukkah, right? This is the mashal that the Tosfos Ridges gave before, comparing Sukkah and Mila. Sukkah does not require lishma. Sukkah is Ganbach and Ravkash, as discussed in the first parak of Sukkah, right? If a goy builds a Sukkah, that's okay. That's okay, because Sukkah does not require lishma. It's unlike Tvilin, unlike, other get and other context. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Itmar, minan lemila bovikochavim shipsula. How do we know that a guy can't do mila? Daru bar papa. A fame from a siyam. Mishmei derav amar vata esprisi tishmar. Right? A guy can't do it. The guy is not included in the bris. Rabbi Yochanan, himo yimo. Rabbi Yochanan says himo yimo. Different source. Rashi, kari bay hamol yamul. You read it. The one who is mauled can do mila. Mishuhu mahul yamul acherim. Whoever has mila can be mal others. Right? That's Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. Two different sources. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina between viatas brisit tishmar and himo yimol? My benayu, first pshat, aravi mahul v'gavnuni mahul. Lika benayu. What about a non-Jew who was circumcised? Aravi mahul v'gavnuni mahul. So man to amar himo yimol ika. So according to the one who says himo yimol, so they have circumcision, so they could do it. L'chora. Umanda Amar, Esprisi Tishmar, Leka, but they're not included in the Bris, Esprisi Tishmar, and therefore they wouldn't be able to do it unless, even though they are physically circumcised. Who are these Aravi Mahul Vigavnune? So some of the Mefarshim here say, the Rabbeinu Chananel discusses, Gavnune mi b'nei Avraham, v'heim umahulim v'shochanim b'harei gavnunim, l'figar nira gavnunim. Right, the Rebbe Chananel said they're bnei Yishmael. Right, the bnei Avraham. Right, not bnei Yitzchak. Right, so they're bnei Yishmael. The Ritva Machlokas we showed him here about the bnei Keturah. The Ritva here discusses the bnei Keturah. We discussed this back in Maseches Sanhedrin, I think. Says the Ritva. First, who are these Gavnunim and Aravim? So he says, you don't say, the Gir says not Givonim, because Givonim are Goyim Gemurim. Right? That's not even a discussion here. Says Ritva, V'ikasha. Tahach Amrinan Kivan Delo Mifkidi Avagav Delo Mihili Kama Delo Mihili Dami. We'll get to that soon. And others say there's a Gemara, we know from elsewhere. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes that B'nai Keturah have to do Bris Mila. As Brisi Efarlo Abbas B'nai Keturah. So why here would they be excluded? The Yesh Lomar says the Ritva, Tiahi al B'nai Keturah Levadam. That was only generation one. Generation one of B'nai Keturah required Umidin Yelid Bias. Because they were the Yelid Bias of Avraham. Aval Zaram Einam B'nai Mila. But B'nai Keturah descendants do not have a chiv of Mila. Demai Dekas of Rachmana, Beparshas Mila, Ule Zaracha, Acharecha, Eino Ela, Alzera, Yitzchak Bilvad. Kedachsiv, Kibi Yitzchak, Yikari Lechazara, says the Ritva, only first generation, but the later generations are not chayv in Bris Mila. And this is against the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perak Yud Halachaches, Amru Chachamim, Shebnei Keturah, Shem Zaro, Shal Avraham, Shebo Acharei Yishmael, Achar Yishmael, Vyitzchak, Chayavin Bemila. The B'nai Keturah that came after. V'hol v'nis arvu, and this is an added chiddush. Hol v'nis arvu hayom b'nai Yishmael b'nai Keturah. And it says nowadays, Yishmael and Keturah are mixed up. Yishaivu hakol b'mila b'shmini. They're all get bris mila because it's a suffix d'araisa. V'ei ne'rag in aleha, but they're not ne'rag because it is not one of the Sheva mitzvos, says the Radvaz. And there's a very long Mishnah Lamelech here that discusses the various elements of Mila. But again, that's in terms of the B'nai Keturah. Okay, so that's the first nafkamina that we have. What's the difference between Himol, Yimol, or Vesprisi Tishmar? So we want to say a Gavnuni or Aravi Mahul. Says the Gemara, that's not a nafkamina. Ulamanta Amar. Himo Yimol Ika, the one who says Himo Yimol, so this is called a Mahul to do Bris Mila Batzna. The Mishnah says in Nidarim, Konim Shani Nana Min Ha'arelim, if somebody says, I'm usher to get any Hana'ah from Arelim, Mutter Ba'arle Yisrael, because an Arle Yisrael is considered a Mahul. The usher, Mahuli of the Kachavim, and a Mahul of the Kachavim, it's still usher. Alma, what do you see from there? Abagav de Mihili, Kamandalo Mihili Damu. Even if they have a Mila physically, they're not called Mahulim. And therefore, says the Gemara, that can't be a nafkamina. Tosfos here discusses, what's the havamina, right? Before we even get to the next one, right? Don't we say Nedarim are different? The Nedarim is always going after Lashem B'nai Adam. So what's the Gemara's even kasha here? Okay, so Tosfos discusses, maybe if you're not sure, you would rely on it. Ela Ika Beinayu. Aligam and I are different. Yisrael Shemesu Echam Achmas Mila. Velo Maluhu. Another nafkamina. What if you have a Jew who couldn't get Bris Mila for halachic reasons? Mesu Echam Achmas Mila Velo Miluhu. So, Lamanda Amar Ve'ata Esprisi Tishmar Ika. According to the one who says Esprisi Tishmar Ika, that's okay because he's included in the Bris because it wasn't his fault that he didn't get Bris Mila. And and according to the one who says, himo yimo leka, because he's physically not mo, so therefore he would not be included. We'll get back to that. Let's continue. V'hatnan, says the Gemara, is that really true? According to the one who says, himo yimo, so then leka, they would be excluded because they don't have a physical bris, but for Hatznan, what about the other part of that Mishnah Nedarim that we just quoted? Konam shani nana mimulim aser barli Yisrael umutar barli of the gochavim. If I say I'm it's aser me to get benefit from a mahul, I'm still aser to get benefit from an aral Yisrael and mutar b'muli of the gochavim. So you see, alma avagav delomi hilikan the mili damu. A Jew even without bris mila an aral Yisrael is keilu imahu. So ela ikemenayu. Next try. Isha, what about a woman? Lamanda Amar Vata Esprisi Tishmar Leka Disha La Basmilahi. Right, Esprisi Tishmar, a woman is excluded. She's not a Basmila. She's not in the parsha of the Bris. Not in the parsha of the Os. Lamanda Amar Himo Yimol Ika. Also a Chiddush. If you say Himo Yimol Ika, she is included. The Isha Kiman Demihila Damya. Right, she's not lacking anything. She's not chas or anything by not having Bris Mila. And that's the Machlokas, as we know, Mechaber the Ramah that we just saw before. Says the Gemara, Mi'ikal Manda Amar Isha Lo. Was anybody say a woman can't? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Vaksiv Atikat Tzipora Tzar. Tzipora took the knife and rock and the sharp rock and gave Mila to her son. Karibe Vatakach. You could read it. Vatakach. She gave the rock to Moshe or to someone else. Vaksiv Vatichros. It says she cut. Karibe Vatachres. She could have caused it. The Hifil. And therefore, she didn't do it herself. Dharma linish achrina va'avan. V'yivaisema or asi'i v'aschala v'asa Moshe v'agmara. Right? She started it, and Moshe went and finished it. Again, there's a lot of drush that we've spoken about in Parsha Shiurim about this story. Why Dafka Brismila? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu wait? The different svaras given, and what was the issue? Tosfos discusses halacha lemaisa. Tosfos says isha yesh lifso karav. He says Tosfos says maybe we should paskin like Rav. Even a woman is zakshir lamul af al gav. Even though usually Rav and Rabbi Yochanan halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says a woman can do mila here halacha karav. Why? The brisa the b'yudin ha'nasi kind of mikavase. A brisa on the side of Rav beats Rabbi Yochanan. But the Bahad paskas and Ishak Shira Lamol, and that's the discussion that we just saw in the beginning of Simon Reish Samach Dalad in Yaradea. So much to talk about Mila, just to mention one other point, and that is, you know, the Achronim, really. Mostly the Achronim discuss why Avram Avinu did not do Bris Mila until he was Mitzuvah. We know the Mishnah says at the end of Kiddushin that Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs before he was even commanded. So why Dafka did he wait by Bris Mila until he was commanded? So various answers given. The Mizrahi says, where Rashi quotes this, well, we know Gadlam Mitzuvah V'yosef V'mesheinim Mitzuvah V'yosef. Right, it's greater to do a mitzvah if you're commanded. So by mitzvahs that you can do more than once. So you do them when you're not commanded, and you can do them again when you're commanded. But here, it's only one time you can do Bris Mila. And therefore, Avraham Avinu wanted to wait till he was commanded, and then be able to fulfill Gadol HaMitzuveh V'Yoseh, Mimi She'eino Mitzuveh V'Yoseh. Number one. Second answer given is that others say that the Bris Mila, by definition, is a Bris. And a Bris is two-sided. Right? The bris is a covenant between two sides. So you have to wait till one side is ready, and then the other side could do it. Or others say, bris has a downside, is an isra of chavala. The isra of chavala is pushed aside if you're doing a mitzvah, but before you command, you're not doing a mitzvah, and therefore there would be no isra of, there would be an isra of chavala without that. The Briska Rav says, and this will continue, Briska Rav says, well, maybe it didn't have the status of bris milah until there was a tzivui. Why? Because until the tzivui, there was no shame arel. There was no shame arel. And only once there's a shame arel, now there's a mitzvah of milah. If you would have done it before, it wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Right? The shame arel is totally on the chovas milah. Right? And that's also a Rabbeinu Tam Shita, a few places in Shas, that maybe if Mesu Echa Machmas Milah, he doesn't have the status of arel, because the chiyuv disappears because he's an ones, and then he's not even an arel. Right? The Meshach Chachma is Vedayik also, that Avraham Avinu was only Nofel Alpanav, only after Hashem told him, do bris milah, then he can't stand in front of Hashem, because now he has a shame arel. And now he feels it. Beforehand, he didn't have a shame arel, therefore he can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. And we discussed in the past also, when does the shame arel start? Is it on day one? Is it only on day eight? Maybe it's the night of day eight, right? The nafkamina could you smear oil of truma on a baby before day eight, the night of day eight, the suffix in the Yerushalmi and Yevamos. Interesting discussions about the shame arel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Masnisa, and says the Mishnah, Mistrabim and Ripui Mamon of Alori Pia Nefashos. You're allowed to get Refua Mamon, but not Nefashos. What exactly does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Vemistabim and Bichol Makam, you can never get a haircut from them. Divrei Rabbi Meir, because they're choshu that they're going to take the knife. They're going to take the knife and ruin your reproductive organ. They might take the knife and just kill the person. The Chum Omrim, Berushas Rabbim Mutter, the Chum say, Berushas Rabbim, it's Mutter, Avalo Beino, Leveino, but not in private. Similar machlokas to what we had before. My Ripui Mamon and my Ripui Nefashos, yes, the Gemara, what does this mean? Ripui Mamon and Nefashos, Ilema, literal. Ripui Mamon Bishar, Ripui Mamon is paying them. Ripui Nefashos Bechinam. Ripui Nefashos means for free. What do you mean for free? Rashi, Me'atzmo, where do you get that from the word Nefashos? Me'atzmo umi nafsha hu oseh. Just because he's nice, im yesh es nafshachem. Says Avram Avinu. So it says, maybe, that, is that what it means? So why doesn't it just say it then, in clearer terms? Listening, Mr. Avram Avinu, B'schar Avala B'chinam, just say it. Ella, rather, Ella Ripi Mamon, Dover Shein Bosakana, Ripi Nefashos, Dover Sheish Bosakana. Is that what it means? Mamon means it's not life-threatening illness, so that you're allowed to accept. But if it's a life-threatening illness, you can't, because you're nervous. So Gemara says, Vamar Rabbi Yehuda says, Afil Rivda de Kusilta. You can't even get blood let from them. A tiny little prick. So you can't get anything from the Ovdei Kochavim. Ella Ripui Mamon Behemto Ripui Nefashos Gufe. We're talking about the recipient of the refuah. Ripui Mamon means you could bring your animal to an Avodos Kochavim veterinarian. But Ripui Nefashos Gufe, that is usher because, again, we're talking about a time period where they were chashed on Shvichas Damim. Vahayna Damar Vihuda. And Rachmanel is fine, maybe many times in history, the Goyim were chashed to do something to the Jews. Fine, Adam Rav Yehuda, filu rivda de gusilta lo matzinan minayu. Then it fits in, period. And there's a big discussion in the postgim, the Balamar and the Ramban discuss it here. What about if there's a Yisrael Omid al Gabov? What about Bishar? What about a Mumche? These are all discussions, both in Ilchas Mila a little bit, and also in Yaradeya and Kufnun He in the Sugyas of Refua Me Ovedes Kochavim. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ukva. Avalam Amarlo, right? Actual refuah is a problem, but if he just gives you advice, Samploni Afelo, Samploni Ravo Mutter. This is good medicine, this is not good medicine, that's Mutter. Why? Because Savar Shiyule Mashulo. He knows that you're asking him advice, Kechid Mashulo, Mashulin Jachrina. So you probably ask other people also. So you probably ask other people. So if everybody says one thing and he says something else, Vasahu Gabra, Larue Nafshe, right? He's going to ruin his reputation by giving the bad advice. So, and therefore, that would be a problem. The Achronim here say, if you're medayik, that it's only advice. But what about actually taking the medicines from him? That could still be usser. Maybe he can mix something else in. Maybe some other way to trick. But that is that. Amar Rava Amar Rav Yochanan. Va'amri la Amar Rav Chizda Amar Rav Yochanan. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this next few lines. The Tosfos Street has a different pshat. We're going to go with Rashi's. Safik chai safik meis. If the person is Rachmana Lislan in a state where he might die, he might live, ein misrapin mehen, you're not allowed to get misrapin from these of those kochavim, because they're going to kill you, and without doing anything, you still might live. Vadai meis. But if the person's for sure going to die very soon, then it can't hurt. Misrapin mehen. Right? Right? You might as well, because after all, whether he's going to die anyway, so that is okay. Vadai, right. Vadai meis, vadai mehen. So the Gemara says, ha'ika chayesha. Ask the Gemara, what about Chayisha, right? Momentary life. Judaism does not believe in the quality of life. Any quality of life is called life. So what about Chayisha for those moments? And even though Vaday Meis, but maybe he'll kill you earlier. L'chayisha lo chayshinan. If he's going to die anyway, then we're not choshesh for that. So, really? What do we paskin? If somebody kills somebody 5 minutes before they're supposed to, they're going to die anyway, so you're not going to put him to death, but that's still murder. Still murder. Tosfos says, we're mefakin alav asagal, b'shabbos. If a house falls on somebody in Shabbos, we're mefakech, even just for chayisha. Tosfos says, well, in all the places we're choshesh l'tovasa. So yes, of course, for chayisha, for somebody, we're mechal Shabbos for them, and chal Shabbos achas, k'di sheish for Shabbos osharbe. There's many, many sources for chayisha. Over here, well, what's the choice? The choice is he's going to die anyway. He's going to die anyway very soon. So maybe Litovaso, to give him a chance to live, we'll take the risk of the Oved Eskochavim. So either way, we're out Litovaso. It doesn't mean we're not Choshesh L'Chayisha. Of course we're Choshesh L'Chayisha. But in this context, it's better for him not to be Choshesh a little bit L'Chayisha. Right? That's what Tosfos says on top. Tehacha, Tehasam, Avdinan, Litovaso. We're doing both for his good. Tehasam, Im Lo Tachush Yamus. Vihacha, Im Tachush, V'lo Yisrapim, V'lo Vada Yamus. Good. Says the Gemara, Umina Timra de l'chayisha lo chayshina. How do we know that for chayisha in this context, right, reading the Gemara with Tosfos, how do you know in this type of context where he's going to die anyway, lo chayshinan, you take the chance, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says by the four lepers, right, the haftorah, I think, for Parshas Mitzora, im amarnu navo ha'ir va'arav ba'ir v'masnu, sham. The four lepers were like at the edge of the cities. They said, we're out here, so we're starving, so, you know, we might as well go out to the enemy surrounding the city. And they went out, and the enemy had disappeared, and they lived. But v'yika chayisha, how could they take the chance? And we're assuming that they followed the halacha. El alav l'chayisha lo chayshinan. It must be, in this context, lo chayshinan. Meisve lo yisa v'yitein adam im aminim. A person should not do masa umatan. So usually masa umatan means business. Here, masa umatan, the mefarshim explain, is discussions. Masa umatan, tosfes lo yisa v'yitein pirish la ha'arich imahem. Bidvarim. Don't have long conversations with them. Pen yamshechu. Maybe they will pull you in with their discussions and their apikarsis mentalities. That's what the Rambam also says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perek Beis. The Rambam says, "Asur l'saper imahen u'hashiv aleim tshuva klal." Shneimar al tikrav el pesach beisa. Right, that's a minus is a nimshach. It's very interesting, and you get pulled with it. So you can't do masumatim with them in. Vein misrapin mehen afil l'chayisha. And you can't even be misrapi, even for chayisha. Right, that's the kasha. Maisa ben Dama ben Achos Asher Bishmael. Ben Dama is the nephew, the son of the sister Rabbi Shmuel. Shechishu Nachash. He got bitten by a snake. Uba Yaakov Ishkvar Sachanya. Right, we had this earlier in Daf Yud Zayin when he came up. L'raposo, and he gave that different shot of a pasuk. V'loenich Rabbi Shmuel. He came, this min came to try to heal, and Rabbi Shmuel didn't let him heal his nephew. Rabbi Shmuel, achi, hanachlo, ve'rafei mimenu. So the patient said, well, just let him heal me. V'ani avi mikra min ha-Torah shu mutter, and I'll bring you a raya from the pasuk in the Torah that it's mutter for him to do this. V'lo hispik l'gmar sa-davar achi yasa nishmaso. But it was too late. He died. He died before he said over the pasuk. Vameis, Karol of Rabbi Yishmael said, Ashrecha ben Dama. He said about his nephew, praised are you, Shanit and Gufcha Tar, Vyatzcha Nishmascha Betara. You went up Betara. Went up Betara. The Marsha here says, Torah is called Tahora. Torah is called Tahora in Tehillim. Velo Avartal Divri Chavirecha, you didn't violate your friend's words, Shayo Omrim, Uparis Geder, Yishchenu Nachash. Right, that you can't go against what the Rabbanan said. The Rabbanan said you can't get healed by this min. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem didn't let you violate these words. But either way, what do you see from here? That even for Chayisha, it's not allowed. But we said before, Chayisha, it is shiny. Minus, demashcha, da'asi, mimshach, basrahu. Minim are different than Oved Eskochavim. Min is even worse in a certain sense, says the Gemara. And that's why that gzera was stronger. Omar Mar, so 1 second. Lo avartal divrei chaverecha, shei omer peretz kedei shechenu nachash. Right, Reb Shmuel says, no, it's good you didn't violate, because then you'll get bitten by a snake. Yonami chav yatarke, he was already bitten by a snake. How did this help? The Gemara says, no, that chav yadurabanan de lesle asusa klal. This had a refuah. They just couldn't find it. They just couldn't find the right doctor. But chav yadurabanan, the snake bite, so to speak, of someone who goes against the din and the rabbanan, the authority of the rabbanan, so then that there's no salvation from that. Umay, the Gemara says though, Umay Havala the Meimar, what was the pasuk? What could he have said to say that, you know, just let him. V'chai bahem v'losha yamas bahem. Right, like the Gemara says in Yuma, all the different sources of pikuach nefesh b'shabbos, v'chai bahem v'losha yamas bahem, and therefore we always try to live. We're supposed to live in the mitzvahs and not die in the mitzvahs. And that's why for every mitzvah, besides the big three, right, we're docha the mitzvah in order to live. The chayban, he thought this would be docha that too. The Rabbi Yishmael, so what is Rabbi Yishmael? What would be his answer? Why didn't he let him? Hani mili betzina. This is only betzina. That's when he says the chaybahem is allowed. Ava bifarhes yelo, not bifarhes yerashi. Yeshchil Hashem sheyotzi lachutz v'lemeidim imenu lachala kedushas Hashem. Chil Hashem is makes it even worse, and therefore Rabbi Yishmael says that would override the chaybah. Says the Gemara d'Tanya. Right, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Minayin Shem Omer Lo Adam. We don't paskin like this. Tosfos says, but Rabbi Shmuel holds Minayin Shem Omer Lo Adam. Avod Avodas Gochavim Al Teharik. Do Avodas Zara, or I'm going to kill you. She Yavod Val Yaharik. You do the Avodas Zara. You might think even as we know chil Hashem. So we don't paskin this way. We paskin the big three are usher always, right? Even in private, the big three. Tosfos discusses that based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dal, and the Gemara in Pesachim. But either way, this is an important sugyas that we have again in terms of the medicinal issues. Right, it relates to whether you're allowed to be misrape from Avodah Zarah, right, from Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. How much is that connected? We'll have to see in the coming days. Also relating to that, but again, there's so much here. Chayisha obviously is a huge topic, mostly a Maseches Yuma topic, in terms of saving a life for Chayisha. That is something that we always do. But again, Tosfos pointed out, in this specific context, it was Latova to go the other way as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Lezecha Nishbas Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gerwitz Levine Alea Shalom, whose 60th yahrzeit is today, sponsored by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. Okay, we'll stop.